fit for life. Your biblical pathway to success. Make this year your best year by studying to show yourself approved. Join us in our new Fit for Life classes to follow your biblical pathway to success. This is a class for everyone, whether you are a new believer or a mature believer. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. in the Fit for Life class.
I want to thank you for being here. This is a beautiful day. This is a day of resurrection. Can I hear an amen in this house today? I am Pastor Wanderson, and I'm honored to be here with you today. And I want to do something different before we actually go into the Word. I just want to worship for a minute. I have a song that I want Matthew to play back there. So if you're listening to this podcast, I ask you to just worship God for a minute. You know, this is a very special day. As I was driving here this morning, I was just listening to this song, and I was just thinking, you know, everything that Jesus went through. And he looked at the Father and said, please forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. He did all this for us, for me and you. So today we got to give him praise, not just today, but every day, amen. Come on, let's just worship for a little bit. Go ahead, Matthew, play that song. And as you worship him, just praise him, lift him up in this place. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Great day that we come and celebrate you today, Lord. Celebrate your life. Celebrate your resurrection in this place. We are unworthy, but you came and gave us life by mercy, by grace. Forgiven us, Father. Today we have a life, abundant life, and that's because of you dying on the cross. Us to be more like you every day, Lord. Help us to seek righteousness. Help us to walk in holiness. Help us to hear the voice of your Spirit. Help us, Father, to ask, Father, for direction in everything that we do, Father. It's not one day. It's not just one time, but it's every day, Father, that we need to be directed in our lives, Father. Father, remind us, Father, of who you are every day, Father. Help us to grow in intimacy with you, Father. We want to be more like you every day, Lord. What a high price you paid on the cross, Lord. A sacrifice for me, Father, for every person that is here today, Father. Just to save our lives. Just to give us another opportunity, Father. When everything was lost, you said, no, I love them and I'm giving my life today for them, Father. And here we are, Father. We worship you today. We praise you, Lord. The blood of the Lamb that shed all of our sins, that was shed on the cross for all of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did it for me, Father. Yes, the blood I did not deserve, but you did it for me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Matthew. We honor you, Lord. We honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen, amen. I was thinking you may be seated. I was thinking this past Wednesday when we were having a night of worship, I woke up 4:00 in the morning. The only thing I could think was, man, what an opportunity this week, Friday, Good Friday, that we bring our sins to the cross and lay before him. bring our sickness. And guess what? On the third day, there's resurrection. And today we're here to celebrate resurrection. Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to talk about ways to live in the resurrection power of every day. You know, there's people that they come on Easter and they celebrate Resurrection Sunday only once a year. But if you're doing that, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you, you're missing out, because you can live and walk in resurrection power every day. He is risen. Listen, what a special day that we get to celebrate his life. You know, we get to celebrate love. We get to celebrate power. You know, on Resurrection Sunday, we are here to celebrate death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen? Listen, I'm going to preach today. I feel like preaching. I'm not just going to teach today, but I want to preach, and I want you to preach back at me, okay? Listen, Jesus gave his life. He was willing to provide us with abundant life now and for eternity. Man, I think of this, I just get chills. I'm like excited. I was driving this morning, I said it earlier, and I was just listening to this song, and it made me think of everything he went through. And I looked at myself and I said, man, I don't deserve a bit of what I, you know, of what he did for me by giving his life, you know. But listen, everything starts with Jesus' death and resurrection, which was a great plan, you know, for our redemption. Everything started there. Jesus' death and resurrection. What Adam did by disobedience, you know, he came to turn it around and give us life and more abundant. You know, God reclaimed the blessing that was stolen in the garden and got his family back. We are part of God's family. Amen. Listen, he gave us back dominion and authority that rightfully belongs to us as his children. Sometimes we don't understand this, but listen, as we walk, you know, as we live our lives on a daily basis, you have authority. And that authority was gained back by Jesus giving his life on the cross. At first, Adam and Eve, they were disobedient. They actually did what they were not supposed to do. But Jesus comes and says, listen, I want my family back. I want to redeem my kids. I want to give them a second chance. And he dies on the cross. Satan was defeated, he was conquered, and he was put under Jesus' feet. Let me say this, that means that he's not going to be defeated. He's been defeated. We are victorious, amen? Come on, Colossians 2:15 says this, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphant, how do you say this word? Triumphing, well, I'm in English, over them in it. Listen, he has triumphed over the devil. He's given us life and more abundant. He was able to disarm every power that could take us down by giving his life. Jesus actually sealed Satan's defeat. It is done. It is done. He has no authority. You know, sometimes I'm going to say this. It's so important, the things that we say, because every time we put a word out of our mouth, we're sowing seeds, you know, and sometimes we don't understand this. And this is a word for me, Lord. Help me to be a better person. Help me to speak life, you know, help me to put good seeds, because a lot of times we don't understand that we put out seeds and those seeds will have a harvest for good or for bad. But listen, the devil cannot see what goes on here. He's been defeated. Most Christians, what they do is they stop at the cross and they do not take full advantage of all that Jesus has provided by dying on the cross. They say yes to Jesus, but they stop right there. But listen, we are not to stop right there. He has given us authority for every day, for every situation, everything that you might face in life. I'm not saying here that things will be amazing and beautiful. Listen, actually, I'm going to give you some good news and bad news. Listen, the minute you say yes to Jesus, the devil is going to come after you. because he knows there's an assignment, a good assignment for your life. He knows what you're capable of doing through Jesus, you know, so he's not going to leave you alone. He's not after those that are his. He's after those that belongs to Jesus. So if you're facing some tribulation right now, I want you to give God all the glory. If you're facing a situation right now, I want you to understand that that means you are in the right path. You are walking with Jesus. So today I want to give you some ideas or I'm going to give you some points on how to live every day with this resurrection power. The first thing that you need to do is this. Activate the resurrection power inside of you. I want you to know Philippians 3:10 says, I want you to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him. I want you to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Philippians 3:10. He wants us to experience the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Let's keep this simple, guys. There is no Christianity, and I want you to understand this. There is no Christianity without the cross and the resurrection. There's no Christianity. It is the core of everything we believe, receive, and experience in the earth and thereafter in heaven. Every Christian believes and receives salvation. But sadly, I'm going to say, and we see this a lot nowadays, sadly, most aren't operating in the fullness of the resurrection power available to us on every day. We say yes to Jesus, we say yes to salvation, but we're just living our lives. They're afraid of the power. Listen, I'm not afraid of the power. I want to move in the power of resurrection every day. I want to be at Walmart and God downloads something into my heart and I look at that person that I've never seen before and say, listen, God is telling me that you've been through this and that, but today is your day. Today is the day of resurrection. Today is the day of transformation. Today is the day where God is changing things in your life. We don't want just salvation. We don't want just the cross. We want to live in that power that was given to us. Resurrection power doesn't come from heaven. It is in you right now. It was given right there and then at the cross. It's in you. Listen, how can you do this? How can you live every day with this resurrection power? First thing that a lot of times we do not do is we must believe. That's the first thing. We must believe. By faith, we believe. Listen, oh, I don't have what it takes. I don't have enough faith. My faith is so tiny, but the Word of God says that if I have faith as the size of a ground of mustard, listen, a seed of mustard, listen, God will what? Move mountains on our behalf. How many of you have been able to see a seed of mustard? That's tiny, guys. And that's all it takes. My daughter's trying to correct here my English. It's okay, baby. They all understand I speak so many languages. Okay. Being born again won't cause resurrection power to automatically operate in your life. You have to choose to believe. Just saying yes to Jesus will not cause you to move in that power. You have to believe, okay? Believing is what activates the power in your life. Believing. You activate resurrection power when you allow Jesus Christ to come into your life as your Lord and Savior. Think about what the things you have accomplished since you said yes to Jesus. I was lost. I was a mess. But then suddenly, here I am serving the Lord. Is it easy? Sometimes isn't. But I'm serving the Lord. And then I see the seeds. And then I see the harvest. And then I look at my family today. I see my kids. I'm just so thankful that every single kid that God entrusted me and my wife, all three of them are serving the Lord. They love the Lord. We're living in the world that it's a mess. Listen, I don't know if you heard on the news yesterday, President Biden, wow, so demonic. Today is what? We celebrate what? Resurrection, right? He actually signed something in place yesterday. And he wants recognized this day, Easter, as the day of visibility of transgenders. A day of visibility. Yes, you can research later. A day of visibility for transgenders. This is demonic. Not only they get a month now to celebrate whatever they want, which is a mess. Now they also get an extra day. That's an attack on us Christians. That's demonic. On the day we celebrate resurrection, they're going to sign something into place where now people will have to remember this is the day of visibility of transgenders. Come on. This is the world that we're living. So we must have the power of resurrection for us to move forward. Listen, there is deliverance for you. There is forgiveness for you. You have been made right with God, you know. There's a lot of power that you can take advantage of. But you must believe first to access all the benefits, healing, abundance, peace, joy, and every good thing. You must put that same belief, faith, into action to receive full use of resurrection power in your life. You must believe. Second, what else can I do? You must speak it. You must speak it. When you believe that resurrection power is residing in you, you begin to activate it through your words. Your faith-filled words are releasing the blessing of Jesus in your life. I said it earlier. Words are like seed. Now you believe, you release. You believe, you release. When my daughter had that drowning accident at Christ for the Nations, she was laying before us, and honestly, I thought it was over. I walked away, and I kept watching. It was maybe about this distance. I kept watching one person doing CPR and nothing. The second person doing CPR and nothing. The third person was actually a pediatrician nurse, and she started checking her pulse, and she's like, there's nothing here, you know. And the fourth person, which was supposed to move a day earlier, you know, I was the one that actually asked her to leave, because she was, and she knows I tell the story everywhere. She was behind. I was the business manager for Christ for the Nations. I was over the finances, you know, and she was behind on her bill for 3 months, and I told her, listen, you're going to have to move on if you can't pay it, you know. And guess what? Her moving truck broke down a day before. She ended up staying the extra day. She was actually the person that said, we're not giving up on your daughter. What a great sense of humor God has, you know, to actually allow that person that I kicked out of college, you know, to be there and say, we're not giving up, you know. And she was the one that actually was, she was the one that went through training with my wife, CPR, and she said, we're not giving up. It was almost 5 minutes. But listen, there was somebody next to me, the worship pastor at the time of Christ for the Nations. He kept saying this is not your daughter's destiny. This is not your daughter's destiny. You must speak. You have faith, but you must act with speaking into existence. That's how you live under that resurrection power. The power of God is in faith-filled words. It's so important. If the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He will make alive your mortal flesh. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. You must speak. Number three, you must act on it. You must act on it. What do I do? Make no mistake. I want you to understand this. Make no mistake. Satan's defeat was sealed by the resurrection, but we have to enforce it. Because he says, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he will be on top of you. And every gap you open, every gap you allowed him to come in, he will try to destroy you. So you must act on it. The very same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now living in you. Romans 8:11. Listen, God raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now Satan is defeated. When he tries to bring the curse back into your life, he's trespassing. Okay? When he tries to bring that curse back into your life, he is trespassing. You have the authority to make him leave now by acting. And it goes so well with speaking. I remember being in Japan about 4 or 5 years ago, and we were doing street evangelism. We were stationed in Tokyo, and we decided to go by the train station because there's a lot of traffic, people in and out. And we started worshiping God. And suddenly, this girl from Nigeria, she heard us speaking English, and she's like, man, I want to stay here for a minute and just hang out with you guys, because I'm from Nigeria, and I've been here in Japan now a year approximately, and you don't get to hear English a lot. So she decided to stay there with us, and I invited her after our evangelism time. We were going back to the church to take some time to pray as a group. I was leading a group from Christ for the Nations. And I remember her saying, you know, I'm going to go with you guys. And when we got there, God laid in my heart that I needed to ask her to release forgiveness towards her parents, especially her dad. We were just praying. And I never do these things, but I felt like, man, you got to do this. I'm like, Lord, help me. You know? So I told her, listen, I feel like in my spirit that you're supposed to forgive your dad. And the minute I said that, she said, no. She yelled at me. And I said, you need to release forgiveness. And she starts screaming. And the devil manifested right there and then. And she flipped. She got on the ground. And it was like about 20 of us, the students, some of the students, young students, they've never seen the devil manifesting before. And I'll tell you, I've seen a lot because Brazil, you know, we see that a lot. We see it almost every service. There was a manifestation, but we would go there and cast out demons and be gone. You don't take time with demons. You know, something happened, you don't talk to demons. There's pastors out there, they like to have conversation with demons. No, you don't do that. You just cast it out and give freedom to that person because that person's suffering, you know. And I told the student, listen, don't freak out. Just come. And those that are are not afraid, come with me and let's just lay hands. And we had to actually hold her down because she was like, it was like 5 or 6 of us trying to hold her. And I kept saying, you got to say with me, I forgive you, Dad. And she, no! You got to say with me, I forgive you, Dad. To the point we started praying hard and we started asking the Lord, Lord, give her strength right now for her to say, I forgive you, Dad. And the minute she said it, I forgive you, Dad, she was free. You must speak it and act on it. There was action and there was words. And that's in you. That's how you walk under that power of resurrection. You apply the name of Jesus. You apply the blood of Jesus. Listen, God's power is for every situation in your life. You know, you might be going through something right now that you don't understand. Why is this happening in my life? The rain falls on the just and unjust. You know, we can't walk away from this. You know, but God will always be there. And through his son, Jesus Christ, by his resurrection, we have the power to overcome every situation. And we must live under that resurrection power. You are supposed to walk every day and not be afraid. If you're dealing with fear, that means you're lacking the resurrection power. And I have to speak sometimes, I have to speak that over myself. And I don't need so-and-so to pray for me. I don't need my dad to pray for me. Because everything has been done. It is finished. We have ability to come before the Lord and say, Jesus, it is finished and I cannot take this anymore. I need your help. You know what I do sometimes? I lay hands over myself and say, I rebuke you, devil. I rebuke you. Because I have the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross. I have power of the resurrection. And I will not allow these thoughts to dictate my life, to dictate my future. I know who I am. I've been bought by a high price. And I will not give up on my rights. That's just how it is. You must live free with the resurrection power. John 8:36 says this, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Are you free in this house this morning? If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Resurrection power frees you from the bondage of sin and from your past. If you're still living in your past, you must understand you are free because the price has been paid. Do you know why Jesus shed his blood? It's simple. To get rid of yesterday. Oh, Lord, but I can't. No, it's been done. It's been done. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. Now the old things of yesterday need to be forgotten. Romans 6, 4 says, therefore we are, how do you say that word? Put to death. With him by baptism into death. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. That's just how it is. You don't overcome sin by trying to stop sinning. You don't have that power in you. And you're in that sinful nature. You can go ahead and play that song in the background just a little. I'm about to finish. God has given us that resurrection power. You know? We are not to celebrate resurrection just on Sunday, Easter Sunday. We are to walk in this resurrection power. There's a sermon that was written, and I love this sermon. And this is the most appropriate place for us to read this. It was written by Tony Campolo that said this. It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleep. Judas is betraying. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter's denying. But they do not know that Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns. But they do not know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning and evil is grinning. Listen, it's Friday. The soldiers nail my Savior's hand to the cross. They nail my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to two other criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. They don't understand that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to the King of Kings, and the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheme has become achieved. But they do not know it's Friday only, because Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? It's Friday, but Sunday it's coming. It's Friday, the earth trembles, the sky grows dark, the king yields his spirit. Listen, but they don't understand. Sunday is coming. Jesus was put to death on Friday. A soldier stands guard and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday, it's only Friday. Sunday is coming. Today we get to celebrate Sunday. we get to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but listen, I have reasons to celebrate Him. I have reasons to walk with Him. I have reasons to say, I don't want to go back to my old life. Because even though sometimes it's hard, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I know who is with me. I know who fights my battles. I know who is ahead of the game. Listen, when you are with Jesus, when you have the resurrection power of Jesus, you will always be ahead of the game. Listen, He will always be with you. Sometimes you feel like you will fall in an ambush, but listen, God changed things around, and with Him, you are actually the ambush. Listen, you will put play, you will put people in their place because you have Jesus in your life. I want you to stand right now. We're going to finish by praying. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And here it is. We have to lay everything before the cross. And understand that if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be here today. Father, we worship You. We honor You. We're so thankful, Father, that You've given Your life on the cross for each one of us. Sunday, it's here. We celebrate. He is alive. He's not in His tomb anymore. He has been risen. And today I get to be here with my brothers and sisters and say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You for dying on the cross. Thank You for shedding Your blood. Thank You for allowing us to be alive. Thank You for allowing us to have authority over our sins. Thank You for allowing us to have the resurrection power that changed lives. Thank You, Lord. Father, as we continue with our day today, Father, as we go into our main service, I pray that You will speak into our hearts. I pray the lives will be transformed. I pray a special anointing over our pastor, Pastor Larry. I pray and I want to say thank You in advance right now. And I know my brothers and sisters are here in agreement. We are thankful for Pastor Tiz's healing. We are thankful because we have the resurrection power and that authority that goes against any attacks of the enemy. And I pray Isaiah 53:5 that says that by Your stripes we are healed. And I command every cell of her body. I take right now action, Father. I speak right now and I believe with faith. And every cell of her body will go back to the way You designed her to be, Father. We speak life over our pastor right now. And Father, we just walk in that power that changes lives, transforms, brings healing, brings joy. Thank You. We love You. We praise You. In Your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.